if you want to move forward at all, you have to embrace that which scares you. I see myself eventually going on to bigger and better things. And the only way that that's going to happen is if I face my fears and go out and actually talk to people and get away from my machine.
My name's Esprit Devora, host of the Women in Tech Show. The show means a lot to me. The reason why I wanted to create the Women in Tech Show is I wanted to create a positive piece of content, something where people can listen and say, if she can do it, so can I. I call it actionable empowerment. Every single episode, you'll hear the story of a fantastic woman in tech, from engineers to founders to investors to journalists to designers, all sorts of different females in tech who have thrived. I want to share their stories with you so that you can know what resources, mentors, and life situations they accessed in order to get to where they are today. Enjoy.
This Women in Tech road trip is powered by Kia Niro Touring. Yes, Kia provided us the most fuel-efficient, comfortable car to be our mobile podcasting studio as we drive state to state, Los Angeles to New York, celebrating Women in Tech, featuring them on the Women in Tech podcast. First of all, it has cooled seats. It has the most silent AC. You can't even hear it. I leave it on low during the interviews and it is perfect. No disruption at all. You have fuel efficiency because it's hybrid. It comfortably stores all of our stuff. And there's three of us in this car with a ton of backpacks and mic gear and video gear. The Kia Niro Touring is phenomenal. Simply could not be possible without Kia. A huge thank you. Enjoy the Women in Tech road trip series. Welcome back to the Women in Tech podcast. I am in Virginia Beach, Virginia. Yes, and they have a thriving tech community, and I'm so excited to connect with Amy as I'm driving from Los Angeles to New York, celebrating women state to state. This has been so exciting. And thanks to Kia for providing this awesome mobile podcasting studio. So our sound quality is bar none. Amy, thank you so much for spending your time with Absolutely. The Women in Tech podcast. So Amy, go ahead and tell everybody like who you are and a little bit about what you do.
My name is Amy Simonen Denman. I am the system administrator for Issues and Answers, which is a small marketing company here in Virginia Beach. They have call centers, none here anymore, but we have them in other parts of the country. They're the people who will call you for surveys and such a lot during the political times.
Right.
To get the opinions of the masses. It's not the company that calls and bugs you during dinner time, but
yeah.
It's a good place. I work in the corporate end of it. There's like 40 computers that I try to keep up to date and as much as I can.
And when did you first fall in love with technology?
25 years ago, probably. I actually went to college out of high school through a few different colleges.
Right.
but I worked, I went to school for biomedical electronic engineering technology.
Whoa. Yeah. That's heavy.
That's what I have my associate's in.
How'd you even get involved in that in the first place? Like, was there something that happened when you were a kid that like exposed you to this world of tech? Like, what led to the path of that?
Well, I'm 46, so they didn't have computers when I was little. But I was always the kind of geek, if you will, in school that would, I like wired my parents' house with the telephone lines. Just anything. You know, I was the kind of person that takes things apart.
Right, right.
And then put them back together.
And,
mostly.
And you felt it naturally. You just knew how to do stuff like that.
Yeah.
And you're self-taught in that way.
Yeah. I mean, it just, yeah, it just comes to me.
And then so that you knew you had an interest for tech at that time because of just natural things that you did like that. And then you decided to pursue it in school.
Yeah. Yeah. I originally went to school for computer engineering, but found out quickly that college wasn't for me.
Right.
So I went home. And went to the technical college. I'm actually from Iowa.
Oh, cool.
So, yeah, I was there for quite a while.
And was that a difficult decision to make when you left school, when you're like, this just isn't for me, and went to a technical college? Like, did you feel any pushback?
I knew my parents didn't like it, but I was getting bad grades, and I was learning how to party, and if you did, yeah, a little bit. And I just wasn't happy.
But you knew it wasn't about the subject matter. It was just the kind of like structure of school.
Yeah, I just wasn't ready to be away from home.
Yeah. And then how did you continue to pursue the computer world?
I went to the technical college in Sioux City, Iowa, where I went for biomedical electronic engineering technology. And there was only two of us in my class.
So crazy.
Yeah. But I was with the regular engineering, which was a larger class.
Right.
I just had a couple of different hospital oriented classes.
Did you ever feel like this information is super just overwhelming, or does it all come really natural to you?
No, I had some super overwhelming.
So how do you get past that? Like, how do you know you have an interest in something, even though it feels very grand, and then move through it anyway to be able to learn more and achieve?
Well, I think as far as a general life goes, you're always learning. Or if you're not, you might as well die. I mean, honestly, I know some people who I had a really, really great friend who was in her 80s. She went back to college when she was 45 to get her teaching degree. I mean, she always learning something, or doing crossword puzzles, or keeping the mind alive. So even if there's something that challenges you, either get help with it or take it one step at a time, and you know, eventually you'll get it.
And I don't know about you, but for me, even my friend told me the other day, "You're so self-critical." I'm like, yeah, I know, this isn't new news. I don't know if you have that, share that as well, but how do you get past the times when it's just like really difficult and you're like, how can I do this? You know,
I have people I lean on.
And how do you find those people?
Yeah, you're lucky.
Yeah.
I mean, my family, who I don't talk to with as much as I nearly should anymore, because they're in Iowa. But my wife is my sounding board. You know, I talk to her about everything, and she's like, you, the same thing. You're way too hard on yourself. You know, yeah, you've gotten this far, you know, a lot more than, because even I don't feel like I know that much, but I see the average lay person and it's like, wow.
Right, right.
You don't know what? Okay. Yeah. There's a lot more than I know that I give myself credit for.
100%. What's the thing that you enjoy most about your job?
There's only a few of us in IT here, and I enjoy the ability to, I mean, I can do pretty much whatever I want.
Right.
I have to, of course, check in and let them know what's going on.
Right.
But I have a lot of freedom. And also, you know, like just like last week, there was a class that I, for example, got an email on, and I forwarded it to my leader here, and she purchased it. So, you know,
oh, that's nice.
I haven't
had
any time. Yeah, they're very supportive here.
I love that.
Yeah.
I find you to be very brave, because this being on the podcast right now was not something that was in your comfort zone. And that's a very brave, courageous thing. I'm not saying that lightly. Like I think it's really inspiring that you're on. And I think it's important for everyone to know that this wasn't easy for you. How do you say yes to opportunity when it still scares the shit out of you?
I guess what I did was I went into the bathroom and I played some games. And I'm like, okay, fine. You know, if you want to move forward at all, you have to embrace that which scares you. Who knows who will listen to this? But I see myself eventually moving out of this position.
Right.
Going on to bigger and better things. And the only way that that's going to happen is if I face my fears and go out and actually talk to people and get away from my machines.
100%. And what does your dream life look like? Like where, and let's keep it to like maybe the tech world. Like if you could do anything.
Say, winning millions of dollars.
Right.
And
amen. In the tech world, like if you could be anyone and do anything in the tech space, what does that look like?
I would like to be able to do something that I don't know much about right now. I mean, a lot of what I work with is general systems, you know, Windows 10, Windows 7. I have XP and 98 that I work with as well, but I'd like to be able to go out into different technologies and work with even like a company that goes in and does things for other companies, you know, so I have more of a grasp on virtualization and all the different servers and just the bigger expanse.
I hear that a lot in the computer world, that we constantly want to grow and learn and push ourselves forward. We're not complacent people. We constantly want to push the edge of the boundary and see how far past it we can go.
Absolutely.
What would you say is your superpower?
I can get along with anyone, even though it scares them.
I mean, I love it that you just dive into all these things that scare you.
I have to, otherwise I'd be shut up in my house and not moving.
I know. Sometimes, you know, I feel like just hiding under the covers.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah. For any of the listeners who want to embark into the tech space today, like what would you suggest the best pathway is for them to get there?
I got my bachelor's online, and I owe the Department of Education a lot of money because of it, but it helped me get to where I'm at.
Right.
You know, learning, if not through there, you could do lynda.com has a lot. I've noticed even recently, a lot of specific streets.
Yeah.
To different learning
totally
capabilities.
And that's lynda.com. It's been around for a while. It's a really respected resource for online education.
Yep. And they have Issues and Answers got me my own subscription to it.
Yeah.
So I haven't delved into it as much as I should, but I'm able to if I ever take the time.
That's awesome. I get it. I actually bought myself a how to program in Python course.
Yeah.
And I did like the first week or two, and then life got ahead of me. Yeah. It's one of those things.
When I go home, I used to be on my computer all the time.
Yeah.
When I leave this place, I'm not on.
Well, you probably want to spend time with your wife.
And our 5 grandchildren who live.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
And that's actually one, before we wrap up the conversation, it's the one last thing that I always like to ask a lot of the guests, because I think it's so important. How do you remain to be a powerful leader and balance being a great partner?
It's much easier here than it was where I was in Iowa. I love that job. I was there for 13 years, but it was a hospital.
Right.
I was on call overnight, you know,
right,
all the time. And so here, what happened
in Virginia Beach?
In Virginia Beach. Well, actually, we moved to New York, upper New York,
right,
to be with her daughter and husband and their 3 children. And now
right,
she's had twins. So we have 5 grand boys.
Yeah.
When we're done here, we run out the door at 5:30. It's 8:30 to 5:30. I am on call if they need me, but it's really rare because it's not a 24/7 business.
Yeah.
So when I'm not here, I'm with my family.
Yeah.
Like tonight, we're going over to my daughter's house to be with the kids. Her husband is out at sea. He's a submarine guy.
Yeah.
And we're going to go over there, have dinner and spend time with the babies and the boys. And
I just talked to my mom yesterday.
Yeah.
Okay, so before we wrap up, we have this really cool thing in Wilmington, North Carolina. There's an amazing female founder who created Share Your Compass bracelets. This is trackable, so listeners can follow you. It's 2114. This one's 2114. What this is cork imported from Portugal to make look like gender neutral leather. And it's you give it to a woman in tech within 2 weeks who inspires you. So everybody could track where the bracelet goes, and then you could form like minded relationships with everybody that where the bracelet's journey
That's
flows
cool.
to. It's funny. I just got a picture today from one of our guests who gave her bracelet to a woman who she met at a tech conference in Munich, Germany. So
wow,
it's like the bracelet travels. So this is yours.
Thank you.
And so you just go to shareyourcompass.com and you write how you received it. And then do you have someone in mind right now that you think?
No.
You got to think about it?
Okay. I have to think about
it. Same thing as meaning. And of course, the Women in Tech stickers. Amy, thank you so much for spending your time with the Women in Tech podcast and being courageous and stepping outside your comfort zone.
Thank you for being patient with me.
Oh, 100%. That's what life is about. I think that you guys are amazing, and definitely be sure to connect with the Women in Tech Facebook group at womenintechvip.com. That's womenintechvip.com. It takes you straight to the Facebook group, and we're on all the socials at Women in Tech Show. I look forward to seeing you guys, talking to you guys, hearing you guys in the next episode. Bye.
Bye.
This Women in Tech road trip is powered by Kia Niro Touring. Conchetta, who we're about to interview, is about to say all sorts of things. I wouldn't let her tell me before because I wanted it to be fresh. What are you about to say?
This is craziness. Okay, I am in the market for a car, and I just spent yesterday afternoon at Kia listening to them talk about how the Niro broke the Guinness Book of World Records.
No, I didn't even know that.
Traveling across the country with the fewest gas stops. I cannot believe I'm sitting in it right now.
A huge thank you to Kia for powering this road trip series of the Women in Tech podcast. The Women in Tech podcast is an independent production funded by you, the community. To support Women in Tech, if you believe in the vision as much as we do, please consider going to womenintechpodcast.com. That's womenintechpodcast.com, and just click on the contribution link to keep this podcast going. Thank you.